Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in to the Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday. Rob Parker and Martin Weiss filling in for Chris Broussard. And we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, a way tire buying should be. And one of our, Martin, of course, has a show on Saturdays. Tell everybody about your show here on Fox Sports Radio.
That'd be Martin and VJ, 7 Eastern to 10 o'clock Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific. Martin and VJ. There you go.
There you go. And I, you know what? We have a guy who listens to our show, Tony, here in suburban L.A., and he owns like a catering place. So I finally... He was telling me how great his food is. I've seen all the pictures. Chef Fanatic is what it's called. And I ordered some food, Martin, for the holiday weekend. My God, lobster and lamb chops and smoked mac and cheese. It was so good. So, Tony, my man, I'm glad I gave it a shot. And thank you so much. It was absolutely delicious. So just give a quick little shout out to Tony, an Odd Couple favorite. We'll see him at the Super Bowl. He comes to a lot of our appearances. He was at the Super Bowl this past year. He's going to see us in Arizona for the Super Bowl. So
how about
again,
that?
No doubt. All right, let's talk about the Lakers, talking about L.A. and the Lakers. And what did you make of the turnaround against the Dallas Mavericks? The Lakers were up by, what, like 11 at the half or something, Martin, and then they got blitzkrieged. In the second half, it wasn't best, especially that third quarter. They got killed. It was yet another game of LeBron James with 30. He had a big night, as LeBron seems to have lately. He's been putting up big points and scoring, but they're not winning, and we get it. We get that Anthony Davis is not here. He's injured. He's out indefinitely. But here's the dilemma if you're – the Los Angeles Lakers. What do you do? What do you do? How do you fix this? How do you get there? How do you get this thing turned around? And that's where your issue comes in. And let me give you some LeBron numbers. I don't know why they won't pull up. All right, LeBron's last 10 games, Martin, he's averaging 32 points, 7 assists, 6 rebounds. The Lakers record 3-7 in those 10 games. 1-4 since losing AD. And LeBron James with the Lakers is 53-38 when he scores at least 30 points, according to StatMuse. But the point is, I don't know if he affects winning enough for the organization to make the kind of investment that LeBron wants.
Well,
they did. Wait, before you frown your mouth, they did that for him. And what I mean by that is they traded all their young players that they had because LeBron didn't want to wait around for those guys to develop after that first year. So they did all that. They got him AD. They gave up picks. And now LeBron and company and people want them to give up even more picks for LeBron. But I think if they were winning when LeBron was putting up, it was last year, he averaged 30 points. They didn't make the playoffs. They didn't make the play-in. And he averaged 30 points a game.
So should he average less points per game?
No.
Like, I'm trying to understand. Like,
it's about winning.
LeBron doesn't
it's
affect
about winning.
Winning. Because he's the highest point total. Like, he's the person scoring the most on the floor. He's the person. Like, okay.
It's not about
take
just
him out
scoring.
There and see how they must
no,
they win.
No, that's not it.
Like,
it can't be worse. And they didn't make
yes,
the playoffs.
Yes, it absolutely can
how?
Be worse. How? Because right now you want to talk about LeBron scoring 30. This season, the Lakers are 5-7 when LeBron scores 30. They're 13-20 overall. You telling me it can't be worse? Just look at the people
no,
standing beneath
not about
them.
That.
It can be worse.
It's about making the postseason. They didn't make the postseason
all right, so
last
you're gonna,
year.
So this is
so
the fallacy
point,
of
no.
blaming the person who is the person who's the most responsible for any success that they have.
No.
And that the reason they're not more successful.
I'm trying to tell you that the reason that they know that it, even if you go out and make another move doesn't guarantee you're going to do anything
well,
because
right
you have
now,
an older
this
LeBron.
Absolutely guarantees you're not going to do anything.
Well, then,
so you could be in a situation where you're definitely not going to do something or you could try to do something and maybe it still won't work.
And then you go out and you give up the ranch. You already gave up the farm. You
so
give,
then
up,
give
the
up the driveway and the porch. Like, what are you talking about?
And
like,
then
I don't
what?
Understand the logic.
They already did
of,
it.
Like, you know what? We spent $100. Let's save this $10. Like,
no,
it's
you
dumb.
Know what it's called? It's called not throwing bad money. Good money after bad
all
money.
Right, but here's the
they've
deal.
Already done
right,
it with
you know,
it. Hold
no,
on.
No, 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 no. Because if you're not going to throw good money,
no.
if you're not
going to
throw bad money after LeBron James, who is a top five player
not
in the
anymore.
Ten- all right,
he's
cool.
not. And that's the problem. That's the biggest problem because if they honestly believe that if they added something to LeBron James and they could win, of course they would give up the 20, 27
well, then if they
picks.
They don't honestly believe
but they
that
don't
they
believe
can win
it.
With LeBron James and they should trade him yesterday.
They can't.
They
he has
trade
a no
yesterday.
Trade. They can't do it. They can't trade him. They're stuck with him. And LeBron had that in because he didn't want to get traded.
Yeah, LeBron does not have
he
a no-trade clause in,
no,
in his
they
Lakers contract.
No, they can't trade him this year.
He doesn't. He just doesn't have a no-trade clause.
They can't trade him this year. That's what I remember that when he came out because of the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
No, he has the ability to veto any trade because he's on a one-year deal.
There you
but
go.
But that doesn't mean that the Lakers can't go out and shop LeBron, which is absolutely what they should do if they think they can't
LeBron
win. Which would be, by the way, completely idiotic.
Okay, let's do this. Being loud doesn't mean you're right.
It would be completely idiotic to trade LeBron James. That would be dumb. It would be really, really dumb.
No, it ain't.
It would be really, 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 really
and
dumb.
Here's my point. My only point is they don't believe that LeBron is that player anymore.
Then trade
That's
him.
Why.
You know who didn't believe that Russell Wilson was that player? Seattle. And look at him now. They're going to have a top 10 pick.
It's not
the same.
They
might have
same.
The number one overall pick when it's all said and done. Look at the Denver situation.
It's
they
not
knew
the
he
same.
Was done, so you move on from him.
It's not,
and it's a great deal.
It's
you know
not
who else
the
knew
same.
They were done? Matt Ryan in Atlanta. They moved on from him. And then, boom, look at him. They're
it,
getting
it
picked
ain't
four.
The same. You pick
if,
it up.
If LeBron is done, they should move him.
Okay, it's not the same. And here's what you're missing and you,
that he's
and,
not done
no this is the point is that he doesn't affect winning. They haven't made the playoffs.
He's the only reason
three,
they win anything
but
anything.
They, what are you Martin they haven't made the playoffs in
they
three
won
of his
13
four
game
years.
This season
Three of his four years here, they haven't. They didn't make the playoffs.
And
they
would have made him no out of 4 years if he wasn't here. Like I,
out of four or three.
Yes. They would have made it none out of four.
You said
he
he's the top five, and he doesn't make the playoffs in 3 years, and 20 teams make the playoffs.
Kevin Durant in the top five.
Okay,
he slided his way into the playoffs last year.
Did he make it or not?
Games.
Did he make it?
All right, cool.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to do that, that's fine.
That's
but I'm just saying, look, I'll just say this. It would be dumb if the Lakers traded LeBron unless you're right, and then you go off and then you see a Russell Wilson drop off like the Denver Broncos are going through right now. If you traded LeBron to, say, I don't know, Denver Nuggets, for example, and they went from the top of the food chain to all of a sudden playing like battling with the Rockets and the Spurs, then sure, I can get with you.
Nah.
But the only reason why the Lakers aren't the worst team in the Western Conference right now is because LeBron James plays for them.
They're terrible now. But it's apples and oranges. You're talking about rotten fruit and rancid meat. And what's the difference? Either way, they don't win with LeBron or without.
Then trade him.
No, my only point is...
Like, what is it?
The reason is, this is why you don't go just give up more picks for LeBron. You've already done it, and it's got you a bubble championship and nothing else. So you don't want to just...
I'm sorry, wait. It got you a... championship
no, a bubble,
and nothing
a
else.
Bubble
like,
championship.
Like, come on. It got you a championship
you
and nothing else.
Come on,
like,
you really thought that LeBron, when he came here, that he wouldn't make the playoffs 3 out of 4 years?
Did no,
you
I
think
thought
that?
He, I guess I
did
thought
you
he
think
would
that?
Have, I thought they would have much more success.
Okay,
than
did you think
now.
When they traded for Anthony Davis that they would be in a championship or going for it
no,
every
I
year?
I like the trade. I like the trade at that time for the Pelicans.
Okay, so all I'm saying,
but that doesn't mean I would say, like, you know what, we got LeBron, so let's just I don't know, figure it out.
No, but
that's just dumb.
No, it's not.
Like, you got to build a lineup around the guy.
They've already done it, and they've decided, because it doesn't make – if you're either got to be in with LeBron because of his age and the clock is ticking, but their inaction tells you that they don't believe that even if they go out and get somebody, that it's going to propel them for a chance to win.
Then they should move LeBron.
The only reason
then
LeBron is here
–
no.
If he doesn't affect winning, then why is he here?
Because they want him to pass – Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in a Lakers uniform.
Well, that's
the only reason.
That's the most backwards thing I can think of. In a sport in which most people are trying to win.
That's the only reason he's still here. And you know it, and everybody else knows
it. No, I don't know it. I think he's still here because he's a generational talent. And the fact
is,
if you trade him away, he's not right now. He's not right now.
He doesn't affect winning.
No. LeBron's not a generational talent right now today.
He has Westbrook, who's a Hall of Famer, top 75, who's playing, and him, and they can't beat anybody. They can't beat anybody. Forget about Anthony Davis. Westbrook and LeBron can't beat anybody in the NBA. It's an automatic loss. They got run off the court in Dallas. Come on, Martin. Be smarter than that. It's too easy to say he was a great player.
Being smarter than that would be if we remove an all-time great for the scenario, the Lakers are somehow not going to get ran off the table, because that is what you're alleging.
No. I'm just telling you.
Like, that's the counterfactual of the point you're making.
I understand.
Which I don't understand what bit. And let's break, because being loud doesn't mean you're right.
All right. I just, you're, nobody can understand what you're saying because you're too loud. And my only point is.
Is that what it is? That's why.
Yes.
That's why nobody can understand what I'm saying.
No, they can't understand. You're too loud.
Okay.
But my point is, the Lakers, what if they really believe that going out and getting a player or two would somehow propel this team, then of course they would do it. His biological championship clock is ticking. What do you have him for? You have him because he's going to pass Kareem wearing a Lakers uniform, so they want that. But they know that they can't win in the West no matter what the deal is. That's why they don't want to give up any more. Otherwise,
I don't know. Maybe
you
it's
would
the 8-18 record they had without him last year. Maybe that's it. The 10 games under 500 record they had without him last year. Like,
and what was their record with him?
Bro, better than that. Like, to say, like, what are you talking about? Like, to say that LeBron does not impact winning.
He doesn't.
Because the win, I mean, all right, you know what? That's cool. That's like saying, like, if your Christmas dinner, you have this beautiful Christmas ham, and then your sides are Mike and Ike's and the Puffs from Easter and cotton candy. And you're like, wow, I can't believe this Christmas dinner didn't have more nutritional value. It's the ham's fault.
877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your thoughts, what should the Lakers do? LeBron can score 30 points every night, and it doesn't even seem to matter. They have Westbrook. Everybody thinks he's playing way better, but they still aren't winning. Anthony Davis is out indefinitely. What would you do if you're the Lakers? Do you just trade whatever, the kitchen sink, anything to try to prop up LeBron and help him out? You've given away everything to try to help him. You haven't made the playoffs 3 of the 4 years he's been here. I know they were in a play-in game once, but they haven't made the playoffs. Or do you just have to ride this out without emptying the cabinet? 877-99 on Fox. We want to hear from you. It is the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker and the way too loud Martin Weiss on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
Unless you yell too much in the U.S. of A.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer, a gentle and easy shave for America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio on a Magic City Monday. Rob Parker, Martin Weiss, and for Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And welcome to a Fox Sports Radio tailgate presented by the Big Green Egg. Nothing beats the flavor of live fire cooking on the Big Green Egg. It's the most versatile grill you'll ever own. Backed by a lifetime warranty. Roll with the best. Shop online for free delivery at BigGreenEgg.com. Lifetime warranty. Free home delivery. BigGreenEgg.com. All right, our telephone number 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Talking about the Lakers, what do you do? Another big loss on the season. LeBron scored 38 or whatever it was, and it still doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what they do. Should they go out, give up the future, and try to fix this, or are they just stuck? What would you do? 877-99 on Fox.
Nolan and Indy, you're on the Odd Couple, buddy. What you got?
Hey, how you boys doing tonight?
Doing great. How are you, bud?
Doing pretty good. I don't want to just parrot every point that Rob's already made because he's kind of summed it up. But first, before I get to my point, I want to give your guest host credit because being able to slide that unless you're allowed in the USA right before the hard out, that's professional right there.
That's some good stuff right there, Alex, right?
I would say it's a talent of
ours. Yes, very good, no doubt.
Yeah, that was good. But... yeah, so Rob's basically summed it up. I don't need to run through the list, but I do want to make one point about if you do trade LeBron and, like, somehow the team he goes to plays really well and he, like, gets into the playoffs, that's got no bearing on what the Lakers should be doing. The Lakers should be making a decision to move on. And, you know, they did the fire sale. They got the bubble championship, whatever you think that's worth. And then after that, they got Westbrook. It didn't work out. You know, LeBron's putting up 30. They're not making the playoffs.
Right.
You don't do it all over again. The experiment kind of worked, but now it's over. Now you move LeBron, get those picks, build your own team. Whether you're good right now or good later, the team that he goes to, if they win the championship, that has nothing to do with the Lakers. The Lakers got to move on regardless.
There you go. Appreciate the call, Nolan.
Yeah, 877. Except the fact that the team that you that's the compensation that you'd be getting back. So it absolutely has everything to do with what the Lakers and the decision that they would make. But, you know, Mark in Sacramento, you're on the Out Couple. What you got?
Mark.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? How you guys doing today?
We're doing good, man.
Turn your radio down, bro.
No. That was Alex. Do it again.
Oh.
What's going on, gentlemen?
Oh, my bad.
He's not aware, Rob.
I know. How was your Christmas? Good?
It was good. How about yours?
All good. Good.
Did you get a bunch of Jordans?
I got one pair. I got the...
I knew it.
You know,
I knew it.
I got the Phantoms that just came out, so those were exciting.
When you going to change your name to Rob Jordan?
I know. That should be my middle name, no doubt.
Yeah.
Where are you, Mark, on this?
First of all, they should have traded the guy. I said they should have traded a long time ago in Anthony Davis because here he is again, gone.
Right.
He's been gone ever since New Orleans. And I don't understand when they had a chance to trade him, they should have. I don't know if they can trade LeBron. I think something happened where he signed that extension and you can't trade him in the same year.
Not this year.
I'm not mistaken. I'm not mistaken, but you might want to check with Chris on that. But I think they stuck with him at least this year. If they were going to do anything, it should have been Anthony Davis. And teams aren't going to help them now because they know they're desperate. They're going to squeeze the Lakers now. They know Anthony Davis is out.
Right.
They know they're desperate. Teams are not, the last team in the NBA they're going to help is the Lakers when it comes to trading until the trade deadline, which is in February.
No doubt.
Keep an eye on that.
Yep. Appreciate
you guys have
it, Mark.
Man.
Thank you.
Jerome and Charleston, you're on the Odd Couple. What you got?
Look, I'll just say this. I love LeBron James, okay? But it's time to go. Yeah, I saw him on the bench yesterday during the end of the debacle against Dallas. He's miserable. It's time to go. And Anthony Davis, too. Just see what you can get something for them, okay? I can't stand to watch Anthony Davis sit on that bench anymore, collecting those big, fat paychecks, and he's hurt again. What is he, a China doll? A baby? Come on, you're a grown man. Tough it out. Hey, and LeBron James, they got to do something. I can't watch this anymore. This is a train wreck year number two. They got to do something. And by the way, Genie Buss, do you have to marry a troll like Jay Moore?
All right.
Can't you do better than that?
All right, Jerome. Thanks. Appreciate it. 877-99 on Fox.
You know, you could do this again if you want to. I mean, I remember when Kobe Bryant retired. Then go ahead. Just zero it out and have, you know, Ramon Sessions and Larry Nance as your starting lineup and feel great about
it,
Lakers
right.
fans.
You know what's the difference?
Yeah, no, go ahead. Punt it.
They went 6 years, the last 6 years of Kobe's career where they didn't make the playoffs, and then 3 of the 4 with LeBron. So that's 9 out of 10.
Okay,
that's 9 out of 10.
And what happened to 1?
9
what
out of 10.
What happened to 1?
Okay.
What happened that one time? I'm not letting it go. What happened that one time?
Cole and Maine. What happened that one time? Couple Fox Sports
Hey,
Radio.
Cole and Maine. You know what happened that one time the Lakers made the playoffs with LeBron?
Hey, how's it going, boys?
Doing good. How are you?
They won a title.
Hey,
thanks.
They won a bubble championship. Yeah. That one doesn't count. So
yes, it does.
Hey,
oh, my.
Yeah.
So Brady's doesn't count. Brady's doesn't count. Like the Dodgers don't count. Like,
I just
stupid.
I'm giving you a hard time. I'm sorry.
It wasn't just you, Cole. Exactly. I've been talking to these people for the last hour and a half. It's not you. I'm sorry, baby. What you got, man? My bad.
All right. So the thing I've got here is, you know, I'm not a big LeBron fan. He is a fantastic player. But I think the point that Rob's trying to make but maybe didn't, like, quite say it just right is in L.A., the Lakers, the expectation is that team is going to make the playoffs. And it's the fan base. The expectation is that team's going to make the playoffs every year or every other year. They don't have to win a championship every year, but they got to make the playoffs. They got to be competitive. And I think part of the problem is you're looking at a team that's on, you know, they're getting older, they're injured a lot. LeBron's, you know, he's on the wrong side of 30 here. So what's going to end up happening is you sign him or you extend him or you trade for other players and mortgage your draft capital down the road. I don't think they can win again with him. I don't think there's another championship coming with him. And I don't think they're going to make the playoffs with him. And then you've got Anthony Davis on the injured side of his career where, yeah, he's going to put up great numbers. He's going to be a huge performer when he's there. And then you got Russell Westbrook who's just done. So the problem is it's not LeBron James necessarily. It's the LeBron James on this Lakers team and the way that it's built. And what you have to work with, there's nothing to trade.
You know,
so you can't mortgage 3 or 4 years from now or 5 years from now and go 10 years with no playoffs just to
maybe find out, Cole.
If you could trade him and you move him and maybe you move Anthony Davis if he can show up and be healthy for half a season, you might end up with some pieces and some draft capital where you can start building a young core again, and that's what the Lakers fans and that's what the Lakers community is going to want to see. I'm a Celtics fan personally. I say keep LeBron. I say keep him.
Of course.
I say trade everything away for the next 10 years, and I'm going to sit over here in Maine, and I'm going to laugh and watch them not make the playoffs the next 10 years.
All right, Cole.
Is LeBron a bad player? No.
Thank you. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Can we squeeze Will in?
It's just a contrapositive of if they trade LeBron, all of a sudden they're the second team in the West. Like, it's just so dumb. Will, Wisconsin, what's up, man? What you got? You're on the Odd Couple. Hope you got something better than everybody else here.
Well, here, I'll tell you what. I always like these juicy business prospects, right, because it kind of goes to a different thing where we're not really focused so much on the players as much as how we got there. And the Lakers remind me of another company that was making some very poor decisions to compete in the business segment, and it wasn't until they changed their leadership and their decision-making structure that they were able to net out a win. And that's what I'm talking about is Chevy. If what Chevy did, they didn't try to compete with the Malibu, didn't try to compete with the Cavalier. The business segment was geared toward fuel efficiency. So the thing that saved Chevy wasn't their two flagships. It was the Chevy Volt. All these problems and issues with batteries and all these things and such. But it wasn't until they changed their CEO leadership, went and got a guy that understood how to operate and change the business segment, that they were able to leverage that. I can't say that the problem is solely on Jeannie Buss as much as the guys and people that she hired around her who are still making decisions for a basketball team maybe 15 years ago.
Okay, but so Will, you know what Chevy did, though? When Chevy created the Volt, you know what they didn't stop doing? Making the Corvette. They still make the Corvette. All the stuff that you were talking about, the fuel efficiency, all that is true. They still make the Corvette. You know why they make the Chevy Volt? To fill out the lineup. Huh?
There it is. And that won't happen until the Lakers find decision-making leadership that are going to gear the team toward that. If they keep making the Lakers this team that was built, you know, I know the bubble championship, but even that team wasn't really built to compete against these younger, deeper teams with shooting. That team in that bubble championship is an aberration on championship winning, not the sole sort of benchmark of how you build a team to win.
All right. Hey, Will, thanks, man. Appreciate it. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk with the Hall of Famer, Rod Woodson. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Next guest is a Hall of Famer and a Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, Mr. Rod Woodson. Welcome into the Odd Couple. Say hello to Martin Weiss, filling in for Chris Broussard. Rod?
Well, hello, Martin. How are you? What's going on there, my brother?
Rod, what's going on, man? Good to hear from you.
No doubt. How was your Christmas, Rod? You and the family?
Man, it was awesome. My son got me you can call me Lord Roderick Woodson now. I got me a plot of land over in Scotland.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I haven't changed my name, but I could change my name to Lord Roderick Woodson.
That's awesome. Congratulations on that.
That's awesome.
That's pretty sweet. Hey, what's not sweet and what was bitter and bad for a long time is the Denver Broncos season, and they fired Nathaniel Ken Hackett, which I gave him that nickname after week one. But, Rod, it was a terrible start and a terrible situation. It was about time, right? They just had to let him go.
Well, you know, I've been there, coaching in my short tenure in the league and been fired twice. Don't want to ever see a guy get fired like that. Now, the silver lining for him is that, didn't he do a 5-year deal?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, he's going to get paid.
I think he did a 5-year deal. So he got 4 more years that he could, sit back and not do anything. But I think it's in his blood. He is a good coach. I just think sometimes, coach, and I can't say he's not going to be a good head coach, but I just think sometimes as a coordinator is one thing, but then leading a group of men is completely different. I heard, Mark Schlereth say that he didn't, get full control, but he had full control of the players, and he had full control of the playbook. So at the end of the day, it does come down to your performance as players from the coaches. And, unfortunately enough, he did get fired. You don't like seeing that in 1 year. And really for the players' sake, just for the fact that now they got to go through a new coaching hire, a new system is going to come in, and they got to get used to all that. Defensively, I thought they were playing lights out. They were playing well enough to be a playoff team. Just offensively, they were not. They were playing the opposite of that. And when that happens, coaches get fired.
So, you know, it was a tough scene on Thursday night as well, as the other Wilson quarterback with the playoff-level defense kind of stunk it up and got pulled in the third quarter. Rod, all right, put your GM hat on here. Which Wilson situation would you rather be in right now, Russell Wilson or Zach Wilson?
Russell. Russell. We know Russell can play at a high level. We all know that. So we're all trying to figure out exactly what has happened to the Russell Wilson that we saw in Seattle, who went to Denver, right? The other Wilson, I don't know if he can play at a high level. I have no idea. And if he's lost the locker room, which a lot of people are saying, how can you even bring him back next year if he's not going to be the starter? Because you can't guarantee he's going to start next year. And if he's that person that he lost the locker room and the guys aren't going to follow his direction, I don't know how you bring him back. So, you know, I would rather be in Russell Wilson's situation for the fact that we know that he can play. We know that he can play at a high level. You got to hope that a good system comes in who fits his needs and his skill set, and then the defense keeps playing at a high level.
How about, Chris and I get into this argument, and so does Rob G, our producer, when we talk about Baker Mayfield, you know, and I know it was a terrible performance by Denver, but still, Baker Mayfield's come to the Rams, and he's looked pretty good. I mean, what's the future for Baker Mayfield? They want to, like, bury him and think that his career is done as a quarterback, but there's nothing but bad quarterbacks all over this league. Can Baker Mayfield, with the play that he's doing, Rod, you know, get himself a situation where somebody's going to give him a shot as the starter? Next.
Well, obviously he has played extremely well. I thought that coming in to the Rams, taking over, and really everything that he does kind of well is what they do already, right? So a lot of boots, a lot of crossing routes, simple route combination for him to read and get out, get the ball out of his hands. I think he's and I've said this from the very beginning, he's country tough. And all defensive players like their quarterbacks to have some toughness to them. When things start kind of going sideways, you can kind of get through that if you don't have the Aaron Rodgers or the Tom Brady's of the world, right? Is he a starting quarterback in the National Football League? I'm not sure, but I know he's a heck of a backup if he's not. And having a guy like that sitting in the mist when your starter does go down, gives you some comfort as a head coach and a general manager. Now, can he be a starter in the National Football League? Is 32 other quarterbacks better than him? I don't know. I can't say that either. I think he's earned an opportunity to show his wares, and to stay there with the Rams. Honestly, he's played extremely well, so I couldn't see why they would not want to keep him in the mist and to maybe take over the reins for Matthew Stafford.
So from one fired coach scenario to another, we're sitting here right now watching Jeff Saturday on Monday Night Football. There's been three interceptions in four plays. Two interceptions rather in four plays. So it's great football being played, Rod, that we're missing out on. But I'm curious what your take is on Jeff Saturday. Since they won against the Raiders, they've lost in some pretty soul-crushing ways, the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, the Jeff Saturday hire was kind of refreshing in one sense because somebody thought out of the box, right? But for all the other coaches who have put their time in and grinded it out,
right?
Not just over the years, but even if it's been 2 to 3 years, 4 years, right? And show that they're worthy of it. I mean, you look at young coaches who come in and they get fast-tracked to being head coaches, right? It happens all the time. I still think that it's a learning curve to be a coach. Now, being a head coach is probably a little different because you're not a coordinator. So you really got to lead men. You don't have to draw the X's and O's up. You don't have to do your game plans and all that stuff. You just kind of put the schedule together. But you still want a person who's kind of been through it a little bit in some capacity. I mean, he hasn't even coached high school. I'm Pop Warner. I don't even know if he's a Pop Warner head coach at all. But we know he's played in the league. So that was refreshing. And in other terms, I've been through it, you know, been fired twice in my short tenures of coaching. You do learn as you coach and as you how you want to talk to your guys, how you want to implement certain things inside of your game plans. That does occur over time. I hope that they take a long look at different candidates. Leslie Frazier. I mean, if you're going to get somebody who hasn't coached for a while, Jim Caldwell.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, so think out of the box. And I don't want to see these, you know, young guys who's never been a coordinator before, or they were a coordinator who didn't call plays, and they get fast-tracked.
Right.
And all the other coaches who have earned their dues, who should get second chances like Leslie Frazier. And I'm going to keep saying Leslie Frazier should be a head coach in the National Football League. And it's a shame that he's not.
No doubt. Rod, we appreciate your insight, your knowledge. Happy New Year to you and the family, man. We appreciate you.
I appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
Yep. Thanks, Rod. All right. Coming up on the Odd Couple, sources say Rob Parker, Martin Weiss, in for Chris Broussard. Stick and stay.
If you got the best sources in the U.S. of A.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is The Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. Rob Parker, Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard. Chris will be out all week, but I'll be here live. We'll have different people filling in for Chris all week long. So make sure you stick with the Odd Couple, Alex and I, and we'll try to hold it down. Rob G is back tomorrow, I think, right?
I don't know. He's a big corporate man now, too.
Yeah,
so.
He's another one, you know, with all the time off. But anyway, let's go. It's time for Sources Say.
Check, check, check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly three decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
That's right. It is Sources Say. Real quick, I've got a bunch of stories here that might be true, might be false. It's up to Rob and Martin to figure it out. I'm not sure who goes first here. Is it Rob or Rob or Martin goes first?
Right. I think I should go first.
You want to go first, Rob?
Yeah, you know, ladies first.
Right. It's age before beauty.
Well,
okay?
Actually, you know what? No, yeah, Rob needs to go first because this story is kind of geared towards him. A pair of rare black and white Jumpman Swift Sixes worn by LeBron James when he won his state title in high school will soon be up for auction, and they're expected to fetch upwards of $200,000. Are my sources here good?
The sneaker market is so mishugana, so crazy. I'm going to say true.
Yeah, I'd say that's true as well.
Bro. Is that right? 200,000.
Yeah, expected to be up by 200,000, which, you know, I saw that you got Rob G, your normal producer, a nice pair of Dodgers Nike Dunks.
Did you see those?
Yeah, I did. Those are really nice. I'm a size 11, and I do produce your show, you know, fairly often.
Okay.
Yeah, often. So.
Are you 11?
Yeah.
You might be in luck.
Just in the future. Keep me in mind.
I got that. I didn't know you were 11. That's good for you, especially when you think about Elijah and Alex.
Yeah.
And, you know, hey, Bo, I take care of the crew, man. They take care of us.
All right, Martin. Video from the Broncos sideline during their loss to the Rams on Christmas Day showed offensive lineman Dalton Risner shoving backup quarterback Brett Ripien. Reportedly, Ripien was telling the offensive line that they needed to block better for Russell Wilson so he wouldn't throw interceptions. My sources here good?
Oh, yeah. Their sources there are 100% accurate.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Really?
No,
what was he saying?
He shoved him. That happened on camera, but it was not because of that. He was just telling them they needed to pick him up after he got knocked to the ground, and they all refused to do it. So,
oh, that's nice. How bad is that?
The offensive line did not want to be told to stand up for their quarterback that day.
Martin, do you remember this? When you were young, but Joey Harrington was a quarterback for the Lions. And he got knocked down after a play. None of the players went over to help him up. Guess who helped him up? An official.
I mean, tough thing.
I was like, okay, dude, that's ridiculous.
I forget who it was, but that quarterback for LSU that was like limping off the field in a bowl game a few years ago. Reminds me of that.
Crazy.
All right, Rob. Wasn't the best Christmas for the city of Philadelphia. The Eagles lost to the Cowboys. And then on Sunday morning, a report came out that Sixers shooting guard James Harden is willing to consider a return to the Houston Rockets in the coming offseason. Obviously, he left there unceremoniously. Are my sources here good?
That's false.
I thought I saw a Woj report something about him wanting to go back to Houston. So true.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yes, Woj reported that on yesterday morning.
If you're Philadelphia, you're like, really? Like they're wanting, they're rolling, they got a team, they got Embiid, and you're going to throw that out there that he might want to go back.
Well, how's the nightlife?
Can you imagine being
enough nightlife.
A Sixers fan on Christmas morning opening up a brand new James Harden jersey and then turning on the TV and seeing that?
I would be like, how sick is that?
All right. Martin, after another loss without Anthony Davis, this time to the Mavericks on Christmas Day, LeBron James was surprisingly upbeat in his postgame press conference, saying that when life gives you lemons, you got to make some lemonade in regards to the Lakers surviving without AD. Are my sources here good?
No, your sources are not good. He would have said, when life gives you lemons, I need some guys who are 6'8 on the wing with long arms.
Yeah, I would hope that he wouldn't use that cliched lemonade, so that's got to be false.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Yeah, he was much sadder postgame. All right, Rob. As Jets quarterback Mike White has been cleared to return to action. Head coach Robert Saleh isn't quite ready to give up on former number 2 overall draft pick Zach Wilson, saying that the QB still has a future here and that he's going to be a really good quarterback in the NFL. Are my sources here good?
I'm going to say true.
Your sources are good, but this is one of those. He said it, but he lying to everybody else.
So he's got to say it.
It's true, but Zach Wilson is done.
Bro. Yeah.
All right.
You know what? Go ahead.
We got one quick one. Right. The Bengals had a Christmas Eve scare as their plane was forced to make an emergency landing after it lost an engine. They got a miracle, though, as hero pilot Chelsea Sullenberger was flying their plane, and they were able to safely land. My sources here good?
False.
No way.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Nice try, though. I like that. All right. Final hour of the program coming up on the Odd Couple on this day after Christmas. You know what you need to do, right? Stick and stay!
America!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.